It's getting better all the time.
Live from the legendary studios of 77 WABC, welcome to Living Better with Laura Smith.
Getting so much better all the time.
77 WABC, welcome to Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. And now in our sixth year, actually July 10th is the sixth anniversary of Living Better. And as always, as we do on our site, what is this? The first Saturday. Thank you, Jason Graciano, of every month. We have the wonderful, wonderful people of Paragon Honda and Acura in Woodside, Queens, the number one dealership in the world for the volume of sales that they have and for the best customer service ever. And so Jason is here today. He is the general sales manager there. And what we do for you is allow you to get any of your questions answered. What do you want to know? Is your lease coming to an end? And you want to know what the best thing to do is. What is going to save you the most money but get you into the best car? What's the difference between, you know, maybe financing and leasing? What are the different price points? Excuse me. All sorts of things like this. Join in the conversation, 800-848-WABC. Jason can help you. And I want you to take it from here because I'm getting ready to cough.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's always a pleasure to be here and have the audience get some information, participate. I remember last time I was here, we had a ton of phone calls, and it was very, very good, very rewarding. With some of the questions that people have, which are common. You know, sometimes people feel that the question that they have is something that's rare or something that someone doesn't normally ask. But we get those all the time, and there's always a few questions. If you have it, call us in 1-800-848-WABC, which is 1-800-848-9222. I'm here again with Laura Smith. First Saturday of the month, every month is July. We're getting ready to celebrate July 4th weekend, and I want to do a little bit of a recap for. Right now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back shortly.
WABC. Welcome back to Living Better with Laura Smith, who had a choking fit. First time in 6 years doing this show, and I had a choking fit on the show.
Yeah, that was a little crazy because I was almost choking as well.
And I was fine before that. I said, you know, congratulations for our six-year anniversary, and then I started choking. Anyway, it's wonderful to have Jason Graciano here from Paragon Honda and Acura in Woodside, Queens. And what we always aim to do with this show for the last 6 years, and we do, is to allow you to ask whatever questions you have about buying, about leasing, about what are the best picks coming up. What are the best cars? You know, Jason knows a lot more than just about selling cars. He knows about, you know, what is the way for us to save money, the best on gas, what we need to do to keep our cars in shape for the summer and the winter and all those good things. But ask away, 800-848-WABC. We're going to go to Ray, who already has a question from Manhattan. Thank you for your patience during my coughing spell and the long commercial break. What is it? Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? My mom's husband just passed away a few weeks ago. And he had a lease, and I'm just curious about how it works now. If the lease was in his name, what the process is? Would she take it over, or would she have to start all over with a new car?
Well, first of all, sorry to hear that. My condolences. And which bank is it? What car do you have?
She's got a Chrysler 300.
Okay. Well, I'm not familiar with the bank, whether they usually use GMAC, or maybe they might have gone to a different bank. But one of the things that I recommend is getting in touch with them. There are certain reasons where you're able to transfer over a lease. Traditionally, you're not supposed to. A lease is non-transferable unless there's certain situations, and I think this qualifies as one. So they'd probably be able to transfer the lease with the same terms and the same agreement that you had. And if there's, let's say, for example, 12 months, 15 months, 20 months remaining, you can continue going forward with that. If you contact the bank and they say that you have to return the car, well, maybe it's time you step up to a Honda or Acura and come see us over on Woodside.
Okay. And I'm just curious if with the lease. Is there insurance to be taken out when someone dies? Do the leases satisfied?
Well, you have insurance, car insurance. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, I thought maybe the lease had insurance on its own, that when someone passed away, the car would be paid up, and then.
Well, yeah, if it's completely under his name and he passed, I think all you need to do is, with some banks, you have to just send in the death certificate and turn in the car, take the plates, surrender them to motor vehicle, and that should be the last of it.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it.
But he can't. Thank you so much, Ray. That's a good question. I don't think we've had that over the years. So, but the car can't just go back, under circumstances like that. Somebody has to take it over.
No, they don't have to take it over. In circumstances like that, all you have to do is show the proof, which is the death certificate.
Okay.
Should
That's
be enough.
You, okay.
And then, drop off the car at a dealership that will receive the car. You take the plates. Remember to take the plates. It's your responsibility to surrender the plates over to DMV, and that's all.
Okay, good to know. 800-848-WABC. Jason Graciano is here from Paragon Honda and Acura in Woodside, Queens. I know you had another groundbreaking month in terms of having the most volume of sales in not only the Northeast, not only in the New York tri-state area, not only in the country, but in the world, I saw. And
yeah, we are the
noticed.
Number one certified Honda dealership in the world. We sell more Hondas than any other dealership in the world, yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. So same product, but obviously you're doing something different. You're doing something right over there. I want to tell everybody here, I was so excited to talk about this before I started coughing at the beginning of the show, but I am the proud new, do you call it an owner when you lease?
It's your car. You're still driving it. Yeah, it's your car.
Proud new mommy to my brand new electric yellow Honda Fit.
It's
2016.
Nice. It stands out. We were talking about it on the air. I think it was 2 months ago, and now that I'm back, you're driving the new car.
Yes.
In the color you wanted. I remember you showed me a small keychain that you had of the color of the car. And it was a fun experience. I remember making videos and stuff like that and sending them over to you so you could take a look at the car while it was in the showroom floor. And hopefully you're enjoying it. How's the car?
I absolutely love it. And everybody that sees it goes, that is the cutest thing I've ever seen. This car, this Honda Fit, if I could just tell everybody, you want to get an economical car. First of all, I was on empty when I was on the way to the station today. Mm-hmm. Empty, 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 empty. It said I had 29 miles left on the thing. And I went to the gas station to fill it up. So I was basically going from empty to full, $19.
Yeah, that's great.
$19.
That's one of the huge benefits. Honda's very considerate when it comes to making sure their car is fuel efficient, and also it doesn't require premium gas. You can use the regular 87
and that option. Gas full tank like that would get me to Boston and back because I did it last month, and it's a comfortable car. I went with a friend to buy, we went together, he wanted a piano because he plays piano, and we bought one on the Upper West Side the other day, and this was like an electric baby grand, and it's big, right? And I took my Fit, put the seats down, that thing, I mean, it was like 5 feet long or whatever, it fit so comfortably in there with us driving. Nothing, I mean, and the stand, too. You can fit so much in it, but it's just the most economical car, and my favorite thing about it is you can park it anywhere.
Yeah,
and
it's small.
The
so
glass
it's
around the car is really, there's a lot of glass, so you...
Visibility.
It's the visibility, so I get in other people, the cars, and you're, like, way, way down, and not the Honda Fit, you're, like, literally looking out into the world, you've got a sunroof, it's just, I'm telling you, and I think I'm paying $150 a month, if that is less than my cell phone.
Yeah, there's tons of people that are taking advantage of the amazing deals that we have going on, and not only on the Honda Fit, we have great specials on Civic, on the Accord, and on the CRV. We have the CRV is the most value or the best bang for your buck that I've seen in a long time.
Why the CRV?
Well, there's some incentives and some programs. Honda's manufacturing a ton of them. We have a good amount of CRVs in stock, so we're pricing them to sell. We're pricing them to go, though. That's our opportunity car right now. That's the opportunity car for anybody looking to get into a brand new vehicle. A CRV right now is the way to go. It's really nice.
But, okay, I still like my Honda Fit. But I think what people don't understand is that I didn't have to put money down. I put down the taxes and the DMV.
That's it.
And is that's true for
everything.
Anybody, yeah. Right? Or if they want to trade something in.
You can have a vehicle that you have currently. You could trade that car in and use that as a down payment towards the upfront fees and get a brand new car and have a low monthly payment.
I do this every 2 years, and I know that sounds crazy because a lot of people wait 3 years, but you have this program, Key to Key, mm-hmm. that allows people to get out within 2 years if they want, right?
Yeah, we have people that lease their cars. They have 36-month programs or 30-month programs, and there's people that consistently change their cars every 18 months, 24 months. I don't think you've ever run a whole lease through.
I have not.
Right? Every single time you have 10 months, 12 months remaining, and just pop you out of the car, get a brand new car.
Yeah, you know, it's wonderful. And the process is what is so interesting to me. The process is so easy. And it's not just because I'm Laura and Jason knows me and Brian over there, the vice president. It's because that's how it's done these days. It's for ease. It's for comfort. Like Jason said, he sent me a video because I wanted to see the interior because it's a different interior than I had on my last one. So you just took a video of it and you mm-hmm. said some funny things about the, you know, whatever.
The difference is a minor... differences that you're going to notice that this is changed, this is different. And most importantly was so you could get an idea of what the color and what the car actually looked like because you hadn't seen it yet.
Right. And then the next thing I know, I send you a copy of my registration. I take a picture on my phone. I text it to you. And literally the next day, you guys had someone drive it over to my house. And that's, again, not because it's Laura Smith. It's because...
We do that all the time.
That's what you do for people.
Some people find it more convenient because they might have two jobs or they might just be... the distance might be inconvenient for them to go to the showroom. So we make it easier. You can do the whole deal, negotiate everything via email, fax, or text, however is easiest for you. And we just have a salesperson and a delivery coordinator who's going to go over all the features and controls, make sure you understand how to use and how to connect to the car, and drop off the car either at your place of business or at your house. Just make it super easy.
And the people that you always have to come over and do it, one's back there changing my license plate for me. The other one is showing me how to, you know, punch in my favorite radio stations. Guess which they are. it's just the process is just... It's almost easier than ordering dinner.
Yeah, it's come to a time where people before to buy a car was a whole ordeal, and it would take weeks or it would take at quickest days. But now it's something that you can decide which car you want, do a little research right on your phone, and then pick the car, pick the color, and pick the payment, and have somebody drop off the car over your house, sign a few paperwork, and you're done.
Well, it's a pleasure. It is a wonderful car. It is now my third Honda Fit, but I think my sixth Honda overall since I got my driver's license. As a 23-year-old, I was a little late to the game. But, and now summer's here, and that means people are traveling. I'm getting ready to go to Fire Island tomorrow, so I have to go out to Bayshore to get the ferry and all that jazz.
That'll be fun.
What are some good... I know, I can't wait. What are some steps you can recommend to make sure that people's cars are in shape for the summer and all they need to know?
Well, I mean, seasonal changes do affect your car. And now when it's summertime and everybody's just thinking about jumping in their car and going somewhere and they want to go to the parks and the graduations and the beaches and everything like that, take some time to show some love to your car. Swing by the service department, which, by the way, we are open 24 hours a day. Super convenient for people.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. I was actually...
7 days a week, 6 days a week?
Well, it's 5 days a week now. We're transitioning over to 7 days a week in a couple weeks. Right now it's 5 days a week. So we open Monday at 6 a.m. and we don't close until Saturday, 7 p.m. So Saturday night, Sunday
Unreal.
Night is only two nights that we're closed. And it was super convenient. Even though I work at Paragon, you know, my family drives Hondas. I mean, I've been there for, I'm on my 13th year. So my sister, my brothers, my parents, they drive Hondas. And I was hanging out with my siblings. It was, I believe, Wednesday night or Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And I was hanging out with them. And I was asking my sister, you know, just how's everything with your car? Mm-hmm. Is everything okay? Do you have any issues? Anything wrong with the car? She's leasing a Civic. And she says, well, the light came on just a couple of days ago. I got to get an oil change. So I'm like, okay, well, let's take care of it right now. You know, and she's like, well, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, perfect. Let's go. Let's go right now. There's going to be nobody there. So we showed up and pulled the car in. I actually I went on Facebook Live because I was just so blown away. Even though I worked there, I was actually doing the whole experience as a customer, and her being able to go there. And I felt happy. I felt proud because my sister gets all this amazing service where she gets her car at 1 o'clock in the morning, gets an oil change in about 25 minutes, 30 minutes, in and out. No problems, no hassles. Didn't have to wait for anybody or anything.
Right. Or fight traffic the next day to get
no
there.
No traffic, nothing. You can go and then head on home. And it was super convenient. While I was walking around in the service area, I saw there was like four or five vehicles there that were taxis. So I was like, isn't that amazing how a person can work probably all day long, right when their shift or when they're done working their 8, 10, 12 hours, they can go drop off the car,
mm-hmm.
you know, take a ride home,
mm-hmm.
sleep while you're resting. Your car is being worked on. And your car, for a taxi driver, that is your
place
of business. That's your livelihood. You got to make sure it's in tip-top shape. It's not going to break down or anything because you weren't taking care of the regular scheduled maintenance. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. We're actually serving the community, we're serving the people, we're being there when we need to be there. You know,
yes.
not during the daytime while everybody's working. I don't want to stop my shift and sacrifice my income or decide whether am I going to make some money or am I going to get an oil change. You don't have to make those decisions anymore. You can just drop off the car overnight.
And now with the advent of Uber and Lyft, people are living in their cars, basically, and yeah. making their living in their cars. People need that. It's a no-brainer. It's incredible that you guys, just one other added thing that Paragon does differently from others.
Yeah, so now that they're open, open late, you can just swing by, get your car checked, make sure the air conditioner, all the fluids are checked.
Yes.
Make sure the whatever fluids you need to top off, that they're topped off so the car doesn't overheat, or that you're missing windshield wiper fluid, or you're missing any fluids that you need for the air conditioner on a hot summer day and your AC is not working. That's going to be a tough couple of hours while you get it fixed. So I recommend getting your tires rotated because people tend to do a little bit more driving during the summer when they go off for the weekends.
Yes.
And just swing by the service department and then get those things taken care of.
Can I ask? I've never asked this before, but can people bring cars other than Hondas to the service?
Absolutely, we service all sorts of vehicles. I mean, we specialize in Honda and the techs or Honda techs, but we service all sorts of cars because within the family, there's usually people that have different model cars or different makes.
Right.
So husband and wife, they might have different cars, but we'll service anything.
That's wonderful to know. You have any questions, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Call us up. Jason's here. He can help you figure out whether or not you want to lease, you want to buy, you want to finance. What are your best options? What are the price points these days? You know, with everything that's going on with the stock market and everything else, how's that going to affect, getting a car even? These are questions that we're here for you today. It's called Living Better. It's the show that lets you connect with the experts. And Paragon, Honda, and Acura in Woodside, Queens have won an award again, and they have gotten the high distinction of being the highest volume dealership of its kind in the entire world this past month. The entire world, not just America. Really incredible stuff. They know what they're doing, and they'll take such good care of you. You tell them you heard the show here on WABC Radio, and I guarantee you will be treated like a king or a queen. You can find them at 1-800-PARAGON. That's the phone number, 1-800-PARAGON, or go to paragoncars.com. Get the process started to get your vehicle, the one that's going to make you as happy as I am in my little Honda Fit. We'll be right back after this, Living Better with Laura Smith and Jason Graziano. Don't go away. Welcome back, 77 WABC. It's Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts, and the expert on car buying, leasing, and all that jazz would be Jason Graziano, the general sales manager from Paragon Honda and Acura in Woodside, Queens, the number one dealership in the world for Hondas and Acuras, because they do it right. 24-hour service open, 24 hours. And that's 5 days a week. Within a couple of weeks, they're going to go up to 7 days a week. So basically, they'll never close. You can always go there. You get your car fixed in the middle of the night and beat the crowds, beat the traffic, and all that good stuff. I have a brand new Honda Fit, and that's my favorite. But and the CRV is a huge seller, but I know you've got some other brand new items. And we just want to invite everybody, call in with your questions about buying or leasing or any of the products that Honda and Acura makes. 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222. Jason can help you out here. So what are some of the new things? You've been talking about this sexy car coming in, and I can never, it's an
NSX. It's so awesome. I think
it looks like the Batmobile.
It has a following. The NSX in its previous generation was so ahead of its time, and we've been waiting for years. We would see it at the auto show where everybody would
swoon,
get super excited and hyped up, but it's finally going to hit the showroom. It'll be here within the week. We have a...
Are you sure? Because I've been hearing about this literally for a year.
We have a VIN number. We've been tracking it. We know where
it is. What color is it?
It's a really, really nice gunmetal gray with the red interior.
Ooh.
And it has... Oh, it's so nice. We customized it. We built it ourselves. And had it shipped to us customized because we needed to make sure that it was done right.
What's the price point? Come on.
Price point right now, it's about $230,000 to $240,000 for that car. Oh, yeah. And it's a steal. That car is amazing. When you're at that level and you're looking at those cars, whether it's Ferrari or Lamborghini, sorry to say, but I think this car spanks it. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing car. I can't wait to see. The ballers in New York, they're going to have to, like, you know, come out and take a look at this car. We're going to have tons of press coming over to take a look at this car.
Are you going to be the only dealership in the area with one?
Well, we're the dealership with the most for the year. We're going to get 9, and we'll be the only one that's going to be the closest dealer to New York. To New York City, Manhattan, that's going to have one.
Well, if you have $250,000 hanging around, people, you're...
Calling all ballers. Come on over to Woodside, Queens, and take a look at the new NSX.
Are they all
going to
be gunmetal gray and red? Or?
No, this particular one, we customized it. We built it. And then, you know, based on the orders that we'll be getting, then we'll be able to customize those orders as well.
Now, for those of us who are not deciding to spend $250,000 on a car anytime
soon,
we
also have the brand new 2017 Ridgeline, which was dormant for a couple of years, and now it's back, and they did a great job. They did such a phenomenal job.
Now, the Ridgeline is the cute little... pickup, right?
Pickup well, I wouldn't truck. Call it cute, but it's a pickup truck.
I think they're cute. Honda pickup trucks are cute. Like, if I had to have a pickup truck, I would actually get a Ridgeline. Yeah, because it's more. I love pickup trucks. Actually, I'm from Indiana,
it's really good.
It just stirs something.
It's not gigantic. It's not overwhelming. It's not something that, you know, it's taking up the whole street when you're driving. But it's practical. It's a good workhorse. It's for somebody who's maybe a contractor or somebody who has a couple kids and they need to throw 2 dirt bikes on the back and take it out for a trip, go upstate or somewhere else. But the 2017 Ridgeline just hit the store last week.
Okay.
And just last night, we had a brand new 2017 completely redesigned MDX. Now, this car is a beast.
That's the big, huge family.
It's the Acura. Yeah, it's the Acura 7-seater, really aggressive-looking, really nice, stylish-looking MDX, and it's going to be another home run.
What are some of the features in the 2017 MDX?
Well, they have, as far as technology, there's so much technology available. You have Bluetooth, back camera, the standard that Honda has. But you also have a lane watch where you have a camera where you can see everything that's on your right-hand side. You have also a forward collision warning where the vehicle, if you're driving, if you're getting too close to a car, it'll actually stop. It'll press the brakes for you.
Good grief.
You know, you also have the car basically...
Smart car.
Yeah, the car basically drives itself. When you're driving, you put it on cruise control, it'll stay within the lane. And it also speed up or slow down depending on how you program with the distance between the car in front of you that you want to be. So as far as technology, it's amazing.
Do they have TVs in them?
There's a technology package where you can get a DVD to make it convenient. It's the best babysitter out there. For those that have young children, just put on cartoons on there or whatever they watch, and just let it entertain them. And it's super comfortable, super convenient. And again, we still have the strong 2016 Pilot, which we can't even keep in stock. You know, those cars are so amazing. People are coming in left and right, placing orders, and we have availability. You know, a lot of dealerships don't have the availability. We're able to fill those orders. So if you're looking for a Honda Pilot, come over to Paragon Honda and take a look at us and see what we can do to put a deal together.
And how many passengers can fit in a Pilot?
In a Honda Pilot, that's it's a big family SUV. You can fit 8 people. So you have if you have a big family, or if you want to have the third row down and have some seating and then some luggage space, you can do that as well.
Wonderful. Okay, so it's the 4th of July weekend. What kind of sales do you got going there in case anybody is like wants to get a savings?
This is the time to get a car. You know, there are a couple of times, whether it's a Memorial weekend or President's Day sale, but then you also have July 4th weekend. And it's a huge and spectacular sale that we have going on right now. You can get a brand new 2016 Honda Civic LX for the price point of $149. On a lease for 36 months, you can get
$149 per month.
$149 per month.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
it's amazing. You can get a 2016 Honda Accord, which is the full size sedan, a little bit bigger than the Honda Civic, and you get that car for $179 per month. It's just $20 difference between the two. And then the one I was talking about before, which is the CRV, that's, for me, in my opinion, an outstanding deal, because you can get that car for $199 per month. So you have $149, $169, and $199. It's an amazing, amazing offer that we have going on for July 4th. We got today, you got tomorrow, you got Monday. Hop on over to Woodside. As for me, I'll be there. You know,
okay.
I'll be there bell to bell and making sure that we you know, just serve and have the opportunity to get these cars on the road.
I think that this is an especially important time. People buy cars for their graduating seniors, people that are going to college, and they need a car because they're getting a job there or whatever. They need it to go back and forth. And the Honda Civic, the Honda Accord, these are great cars for graduates, you know, and the price points are so amazing. They're safe. They're reliable. The gas mileage is so good. I mean, you can't beat it.
Honda has a program for graduates specifically where on top of every incentive or program or special that we have going on, they get an additional $500 either towards the down payment or to reduce the monthly payment.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. For graduating, it's an incentive.
Do they have to show their diploma or something?
Diploma or a transcript or a letter saying that you graduated. If it's if you haven't received all that stuff, I know it takes some time. A lot of people are graduating right now in May or June, and you either bring a transcript, bring a letter saying that you graduated or you're going to graduate, and we'll be able to apply that extra incentive that Honda offers of $500 just to, you know, an addition. If you were going to buy the car anyway, here's a bonus.
That's
which I
great.
Think is really special, yeah.
But you have to put it towards one of those two things.
It's you got to put it towards the car. I mean, okay. They won't give you $500 cash. You know, you have to put it towards the car.
It's I think everybody incentive. Would be lining up for that. Although maybe that's a great idea, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful. A lot of people don't know what to do when their lease comes to an end. We've gotten a lot of calls on this before. And do call us up, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Jason is here to help you through whatever your dilemma is and what you're thinking about and what's the best decision you can make in terms of buying, leasing, financing, all the rest of it. People don't really always know what their options are when their lease comes to an end. And maybe give us some steps that you would recommend.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's one of the most common questions, and we get a ton of phone calls right when a customer is their lease is about to expire. And they're like, well, what do I do? It depends. You know, it's not the same answer for everybody. There are people that even though they lease the car, they'll drive 3,000, maybe 4,000 miles a year. They use it to go to the supermarket and not use it as often. In that particular case, if the value of your car has maintained in the last 2 or 3 years, it might make sense for you to buy the car and keep it for a little bit longer, because even in the course of another 3 or 4 years, you're only going to have 15 to 20,000 miles. And other instances, there's people that do use the car for whether it's for work, for transportation to or from work, to pick up the kids and go around. And, the car actually does get a little bit beat up and use the mileage. And after 3 years, the car already has 30, 40,000 miles. In that particular case, your best bet is to just turn it back into the dealership, get a brand new one, and do an exchange where you get the newer version that's safer, more economical, and the more technologically advanced, and actually keep your payments at the same or lower. There are also people that maybe their families grow or change. You know, we got parents that maybe the kids went off to college and they don't need that much space. Or maybe we have people that weren't not parents and now they are, and they need extra space for the child seat. So there are a lot of things that happen where you can exchange the car. And there's some people that they end up moving.
Uh-huh.
And they no longer need a car. I have tons of people that they were driving a car for 2-3 years. They moved either to Brooklyn or they moved closer to where they work, and they use public transportation. There's no need for a car. So in that particular case, you would just return it, and you're not responsible as long as you fulfill the terms of the lease.
I think people just don't understand all of those steps, and then they, you know, it becomes daunting, like it was with my parents when you spoke to them that time. They didn't understand that it's actually easier for them to lease than own sometimes, but they just, people don't know the steps, so that's what's, it's important. Call us up, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We're going to go to Andy in the Hamptons. Hey, Andy, how are you today?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Hi, Andy.
What's your question for us?
So I was just driving, and I heard your station, and I almost fell out of my car because I just took my nephew to a Honda dealership and to get a Civic. My mother, like, we had a leased vehicle, and we sat with the guy, and he didn't bring up anything that your guy just talked about. It's only $500. It's not whatever, but how come I wasn't told that if he's a graduating student, we give you an extra $500, or is that just his dealership? Is that every Honda?
No, that's every Honda, as long as you're going through American Honda Finance. It's not something that's from us. It's from the finance company, and it is something that you should ask about. Maybe they weren't aware. Maybe you had a salesperson who wasn't aware or not sure what the answer is to that. But we do absolutely. We have point of purchase material. We tell all of our customers if they have anybody that's graduating, just so we can be able to get the most incentive for our clients.
So where were you, Andy, in the Hamptons?
Well, I don't want to say which dealership did it because that wouldn't be right to them. But my question is, though, that sounds like hidden marketing. It's like I got to dig deep to find out about that I get another $500. And then also want to ask, moving quickly, my mother kind of smacked around the car. I mean, she hit everything with this car except the lottery.
That's great.
And
it was a lease?
Yeah, it's a lease. And I was really nervous, and I went in there to the dealership kind of negotiating a new car, and then he goes, well, you have the old one? And I said, yeah, it's outside. I kind of wanted him to go out there, and I was going to put the camera on to videotape him, so I stayed in the office, right? And this was the classic line of all time. He went out there to look at the car. He came back in, and I'm sitting in his office. He doesn't say a word, still doesn't say a word. He gets behind the desk. He sits down. He's looking down at the desk, and then he looks up at me, and he goes, is she okay?
Wow. So the car was dinged up a bit, huh?
I'm nervous now. How do I, like, I'm thinking if I roll it into another lease, like, they won't charge me. The kind of, you know, they'll...
Well, on a new lease, depending on when she leaves the previous car, you either have $1,500 worth of wear and tear that comes with Honda, or you, on the new lease, you have $500 waiver for wear and tear. And if you release as a loyal customer, Honda actually increases that to $1,000. So you're able to have up to $1,000 worth of damages or scratches or dings and dents before you have to pay. Anything over that, you would be responsible. But one of the things that you do, you should receive, once your lease is like 2 or 3 months prior to expiring, you should receive a package in the mail that says information on lease termination, where you're able to schedule an appointment. They'll visit you, whether it's at work or at your home or wherever. If you're at the park and you want them to meet you there, you can set up an appointment so that they can take a look at the car and do a whole physical inspection, and they'll give you the estimate. Hey, this is what the bill will look like. And even after that, you still have the opportunity to maybe get it fixed, maybe get it detailed, maybe get something taken care of prior to you returning the lease.
Yeah, this is my mother drives like Mr. Magoo. So the problem is here that it's going to be, I kind of want to beat you guys up and say, listen, if I take another deal right now, just take care of the car.
You can definitely use that as a negotiation tactic. I would recommend you do that.
Why don't you
Do I have to bring it back to the same place I got it
from? No, you can bring back a Honda anywhere. We actually are the drop-off point. We take in the most trade-ins, and chances are we'll end up buying that car because we sell so many certified pre-owned cars that I'm probably interested in buying that car to sell it forward. So come on by. Speak to me directly. I'm there. I'm in the showroom. I'm not a radio talk show host. I actually work there.
I'm coming by right after the July 4th weekend because we're down to like 30 days to go here.
So That's fine. I'll be there every day. Just stop and ask for me. My name is Jason Graciano. Just remind me that you heard me on the radio, so I know how we met, I guess. And I'll be able to put two and two together and have the whole story with me.
Remember what? Mr. Magoo and...
Yeah, I'll remember Mr. Magoo and the car hitting everything except the lotto.
What's the address of his dealership?
We're on 57th Street and Northern Boulevard in Woodside, Queens.
Oh, good. And what's the name of the dealership?
Paragon Honda. Paragon Honda. Wow. Paragon.
Paragon.
Here's what I'll do. If he does do a good deal with me, then I'm going to call back the radio station and tell everybody and my 2 million Twitter followers how good he was.
I love that. Let's make sure that happens.
2 million? Really?
Yes. Yeah.
There we go.
I have to bring my mother in and put her in the showroom too for a Friday.
Yeah. Andy,
it's a fun place to be.
Oh my God, you're hilarious! Please come.
I hope I'm not on a show of punked.
I think we need to get him on the air with us here.
Just telling me. Well, let's go do this deal first. I'll see. I'm going to call up after July 4th weekend. I'll come in. I'm going to definitely come see you. My name's Andy.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and have a great July 4th weekend.
I can't wait to hear about it all. Take good care. Thanks so much for calling. Wow. Andy from the Hamptons, a lot of great questions there. Now somebody called, didn't want to hold because they had to get out of the car or do something, but they want to know about a 2017 hybrid. Oh, you guys have those beautiful hybrids.
Yeah, we have a couple of hybrids. Right now we have the CRZ, that's a hybrid. We have also the brand new Accord that's coming back with the hybrid. They're going to come with plug-in technology, and they're also going to come in with a hybrid electric vehicle. So that's something to look out for, the 2017 Honda Accord. It's poised to be one of the best sellers, so I'm excited about that. Every time Honda comes out with something new, they totally knock the ball out the park. And they committed last year that was going to be the year of Honda. So far, so good. We've had the 2016 Honda Civic, which was car of the year. And now we have this rock star Pilot that we can't even keep on the shelves. And I'm sure that this 2017 Honda Accord, which we should be receiving shortly, I would say 6 to 8 weeks, it should be in the showroom. So swing by, come over.
And that's a hybrid?
It's a hybrid. There's going to be three different versions. There's going to be a plug-in hybrid. There's going to be a hybrid, and then there's going to be an electric one.
Wow.
So we're going to have several models, which I'm excited to see and you know, play around and learn about those cars also.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, on that note, we're going to take a real short break and come right back. It's Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. Jason Graciano is here and connecting you to the best deal possible, the best service in the world, 24/7. It's going to be in a few weeks, 24/7. Their service is going to be open, and you can find them at in Woodside, Queens, but they are world class. They have sold more Hondas and Acuras this last month than any other dealership in the world, and there's a reason for that. It's people like Jason Graciano and Brian Benstock who take good care of it. We'll be right back. Go to 1-800-PARAGON. That's how you call them. Or go to paragoncars.com and all the information's there. But do yourself a favor. Go in and see Jason and say you heard him on WABC Radio. They'll take extremely good care of you, just like they will Andy from the Hamptons. We'll be right back on Living Better with Laura Smith. Don't go away. Welcome back. It's Living Better with Laura Smith. And Jason Graciano has been with us this past hour. Always such a, it's so wonderful to have him. I never, if anybody had told me I'd be talking about cars for 6 years on the air once a month, I would have said, what? What are you talking about? But yeah, we've been doing this for a long time now. And it's always such a pleasure. And I just absolutely love it when the callers call in and get involved and ask questions. Because really the show is to give you information that will hopefully make a difference in your life. Thus the Living Better thing. So Jason, any we've got literally 2 minutes left of the show. What would you like to leave people with today?
Well, I mean, summer is here officially, so make sure you swing by the dealership, take care of your car, top off all the fluids, make sure you have maybe a jumper cables or a battery pack in your car just in case. Some people tend to leave lights on, or if they go to the park, they leave the music on, and silly things like that, their battery just ends up dying out.
I do that, but these wonderful Hondas.
But if you leave the car on, leave the switch on where you can use everything, and they just want to leave everything and the music pumping, and they lose track of time, and it's been on for 2 hours, and then all of a sudden you can't turn on the car.
All right.
So swing over to our service department, which again is available 24 hours a day from Monday through
Saturday,
which is absolutely amazing, super convenient. Try it out. Yep. Go for an oil change.
Also,
get your stuff checked out.
Run in for the sale, right?
And also, we have for July 4th weekend, we have amazing, amazing sales. Get a brand new 2016 Honda Civic for $149, a brand new 2016 Honda Accord for $169, or a brand new 2016 CRV for just $199.
And that's
per month. Leasing cars for 36 months. They're amazing, amazing deals. Great value for the cars.
And if you have a graduating senior, bring them in and you want to get the car, you get this $500 incentive towards your deal.
Yeah,
and they have to
deal,
be involved. The graduating person.
Yeah, it has to be a car for them. It's not like, you know, I'm going to buy a car, but I know somebody who's graduating.
Right.
No, it doesn't work that way. It has to be a car that's for them. And with that, we have amazing incentives that you can swing by and just take a look at them.
Absolutely. And you can meet Jason in person. He's gorgeous. Oh, you should see him smiling right now.
Yes. Or blushing.
Yes, or blushing. And he's a great dresser, too. But definitely go down to Paragon Honda and Acura in Woodside, Queens, because you will get the best service, you will get the most attention, and the best deals, because they know what's going on. They're the number one seller of Hondas and Acuras in the world. And that was the distinction that came out this past month. So, Jason, thank you for all you do for my listeners. And say hi to Andy and all the rest of them that go in there.
Andy, if you're still listening, I'm waiting for you right after July 4th weekend. I'm excited to meet you.
And anybody else as well. Thank you so much. You can always listen to the podcast again on WABCRadio.com. Thank you to Paragon, Honda, and Acura in Woodside, Queens for bringing you this hour of Living Better. And we'll be back next week. Much love.